Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELDI, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, Building Resiliency for Life and Business, Part 2. In Part 1, we heard from a Summit leader enjoying the first 10 years at IBM and his vision for the next 10 years. What's your strategy for resiliency? Great leaders focus on building a system in preparation for the inevitable challenges they know will come on their journey. Yes, I know. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. I remember coming into IBM and sticking close to the adults in the room, mentors, to learn enough to survive. Now, when things get crazy, I look around and think, I'm the adult in the room, which is terrifying. Ha ha. Things are going well. IBM has been pretty good to me. I am looking forward to the next 10 years, states the Summit leader. It's a beautiful thing to see leaders growing in their life and career. What will we all need to do to ensure the next 10 years are more fruitful and prosperous? How can we ensure we're building resiliency in our lives and business? Wisely choose where and how you build your life, career, and business. Select your advisors and accountability partners wisely. Someone once said, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get into trouble. Inspect your foundation regularly for structural integrity. Continue practicing the disciplines daily for successful building. Consistency in doing the right things has a compounding effect. Keep your vision and seek your purpose. If you're working on something exciting and you really care about it, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Steve Jobs. Practice mindfulness. Use our five senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, to control our thinking. Being present, focused on the here and now, keeps us alert and allows us to concentrate on who we are. Our identity. Volunteer in serving. The process we gain is a sense of belonging, community, and connection. Building delays are part of the process. Sometimes things outside of our control or the builder will require a pause. Weather conditions may cause delays. Wise builders understand that delays are not denials. Waiting is one of the hardest things to do when our vision for building is in place and the work is underway. Why wait? Timing and perspective are vital in life, career, and business. During the time of waiting, continue practicing what you know to do now. Our inclement conditions are tests to strengthen our resiliency for the journey ahead when building resumes. Many believe that waiting tests our character. None of us can ever hope to get anywhere, to be of real use to ourselves, to our community, or our country, unless we have the character, the moral courage, and the spiritual strength to accept responsibility. Strength of character is one of the basic traits that will be found in all people who achieve greatness. Thomas J. Watson, Sr. Believe that the best is yet to be. Keep your vision. Expect, anticipate, and prepare for the realization of the dream. It will surely come. And until next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.